Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We have on with us today the host of Indigenous Voices of Native Indians Speaking Out, Chinupa Guhamani. Welcome, Chinupa. You have the show.
And thank you for having us back on. It's been a while. So listening audience, bear with us. I'm going to open up with a prayer, and we're going to get right started in what needs to be shared in Indian country. So here's our opening prayer. And thank you all for tuning in onto the Indigenous Voices of People. Aho, this is our opening prayer. O Tonka Silawa Kantanka, Kichimane, to Ampeto Asteunyak, Ubinkan, Wopila Tanki, Ichiche. Leila Ota, we chokan kile ektunjab ash, inihas ni chantet in the Okola Kiche, kile, Wocheki, Unkakapi. Te un, Uchima ka another piakpapi, Kankata lectures, Okola Kiche, kile, o moneypi, Oyate glena is a. Nawiki apina etaha taku kaki shaki hena insia sloyapi. Nawakhan kaki chimane to ampetu kile homatkai. Matuenis neas akele, chonupa gloa money echa, wocheki wakahinaha. Triangulena oyaki chimpiki hena ewa to nawagli hunti. Chankuoguna hechens omaniki lilo o techi as necha. Taku wakhaki aikwaki wamakaska hena makipa zona etaha takulena apakpaukile yechetu. Na tona hung unsia o kuzi tipi. Te chia unpi instu kala maza tiopa unsia o kaskit hanka nyaka oki hene insia wokie uchakwe. Kia hetsus ampeto kile pocheke wakage etaha pochiche. Oh, metaki. As we get started with today's radio show, Chinupa is traveling back from Broadus, Montana on behalf of a couple of relatives of ours. They're farmers, and Carol and Ruth, if you're listening, you and your husband Jacob and Jonathan, tell them thank you for the watermelons and corn that will be distributed to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation's people in need, mainly the elders and families that don't have much to, you know, substantiate themselves with certain food items. And this fresh produce is greatly appreciated on behalf of you four, you know, Carol, Ruth, Jacob and Jonathan, thank you all from Broadus, Montana, and many others that gave us the gas money to get there. Tristan Johnson, Nancy, Jimmy, Helen, Earl. These are people that I've known, you know, for so many years that help out in our needs of going after donations and fresh produce and even meat, and even David Clark, Tristan Johnson, all of these people, and even, you know, people like our sister Leona, you know, Brando, for hosting our show all the time on behalf of the Lakota people. So what I wanted to start off real seriously was, people in the listening audience, there is something going on in Indian country, and over the week, I had the opportunity and privilege to stand with certain tribal members, you know, pertaining to the rights that are being, you know, removed from certain topics of Native endeavors, okay? And what I mean by that is the tribal governments had made some substantiated initiatives pertaining with, you know, the way the Justice Department handles and, you know, pursues the avenue of holding people accountable. So needless to say, the projects that people were talking about, the indigenous population has created its own individual working group, okay? And most people don't see this as a norm. But the reason why I bring this substantiated issue to the people's forefront, 75% of my people, okay, it's at that average low, but it's getting higher, have lacked the basic fundamental skills of what Wolakhota means. Okay, Wolakhota is a sense of our own traditional upbringing without the need of having a political endeavor forced upon us through certain forms of the FAO and other things that the federal government has always initiated by building certain, you know, block grants that are supposed to help the Native people in every said reservation in the state of South Dakota. unfortunately, that is not a true topic because over the week in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I give homage and respect to two individuals from the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, and that's my little brother, Bryce In the Woods, who is currently a council representative for the Four Sister Bands in the Eagle Butte Reservation of South Dakota, and also to his tribal president that he works with, meaning the president of the current situation that the issues are being brought forth from, and I'm talking about President Harold Frazier. The importance about these different cultures that create such a major role in strengthening the cooperation amongst certain people, and mainly people, you know, within the country of Turtle Island, we see that there is a thing called freedom of independence. And this always becomes a stipulated part of how people don't know how to realize that promoting the protocols that would respective create certain dialogue for regions of people, establishing an open cooperation with how tribal governments are supposed to protect and serve their people. These things are not being upkept, and most of all, they're not being held for a direct accountability. I expressed this to many people, and like I said earlier in this opening engagement, I thank Bryce In the Woods, President Harold Frazier, for allowing me to step in and question these modes, because the Justice Department's head official from the Tribal Justice Department, whose name was Tracy Tolu. Tracy Tolu did create an avenue where he said he would meet with my tribal elders here back home in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So back home in Pine Ridge, you know, as I'm in travel back from Broadus, Montana, my elders have, a majority of them had passed on. And we appreciate that consultation that Tracy Tolu told our elders in writing. I have that written piece of paper by Tracy Tolu himself, signed and dated. And so I did advise Bryce In the Woods, Kevin Keller, the Oglala Sioux current tribal president, and Harold Frazier and many others that attended this meeting on Friday last week. Actually, it was Thursday of last week, the day of September 1st. We produced these valid understandings about how the tribal governments were pursuing a direction to safeguard its tribal members under certain, you know, strategic planning through the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934. So resolutions and different understandings were being brought forth from certain tribal entities, such as one of the brothers from Crow Creek and down in Fort Thompson had expressed one of his open view, and that's President Mike. Mike, I can't remember your last name, but I apologize. You're listening, because I did ask every one of them to tune in to today's meeting. And thanks again to my sister, Leona Brando, for taking this responsibility to get our show aired. But in the meantime, the political things that happen in Indian country are always being pushed aside, and they only deal with the certain mechanisms that apply to it from what, you know, America knows as dealing with tribal governments to a government-to-government relationship. That is not true. Only for a tribal government does it recognize that flaw, when in fact the United States of America is supposed to be dealing with nations as it would do with the great Lakota Nation, because we defeated them in battle in the year of 1876 at the Greasy Grass, which Americans called the Little Bighorn, where we captured the American flag on our territorial boundaries within the independent region. So history has a way of showing its synopsis of how, you know, America has always practiced and perfected colonial policies to strip you from that educational, cultural, and spiritual integrity that we indigenous people constantly promote to protect our natural way of living. And that natural way of living is the environment you're walking upon today. I don't care if it's South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and Nebraska. This is all what they call, according to white man's black and white paper, is called the Great Sioux Nation, when in fact it's the Lakota Nation. And that's how you make a long story short to that. So the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 created that synopsis where the federal government as a relationship to government relation. What made that more of a strengthening position is when President Clinton came out here in the Dakotas when my two relatives, Ron Hardhart and Wally Blackyuck, were found dead up there in White Clay, the little hamlet that sold nothing but large amounts of alcohol to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, and many of our tribal members died in that little town. So it's almost 20, 25 years later that the Strongheart Warrior Society and numerous other organizations like the Nebraskans for Peace, the late Russell Means, Grandma Cecilia Martin, Oliver Redcloud, Frank Lemire, and many others took part in standing up to shutting that little hamlet down. And now it's a dry entity to see exactly that White Clay is no longer a dead zone. There's nobody passed out on the streets of White Clay. There's nobody found beaten up in the streets of White Clay. And most of all, there's nobody found dead on the streets of White Clay. And that's a plus for all the people that participated, sat down. We didn't do it by ourselves. We did it with a lot of people that believe that alcohol is a dangerous liquid, you know, controlled substance that white America sells to this day in the year 2022. And so as we continue on with these activities of this related forefront, coordinations between tribal governments and all the things that go on through Washington, D.C. has always been an interim by creating an international phase that devours people's right to be heard. And that's one thing that most people can't understand today, because it's always what the white man wants to impose on Native people. And that becomes a fictitious, you know, baselessness as showing what they call being anti-Indian. That rogue puts the hearing and back on congressional officials federal recognition. And I say that with an open heart. And if they feel that that sounds like it's blasphemous, so be it. But the United States government had did something in the past to all them Eastern tribes. And seven, you know, Eastern tribes partnered with those so-called organizations and a federally recognized, you know, sovereign Indian nation. And many people in the House of Senate had always knew that the Native people have always had a natural resource, which is the Earth Mother. And all the things that dwell upon her, whether it's the four-legged and winged creature and the water from which it flows. Don't forget, one of the treaty's obligations specifically spelled out, as long as the grass grows and the rivers flow, this sacred land is still ours. You see, so that's still written on the books in certain treaties. Many of them, you know, pertain to different land bases to that. Well, I beg to differ with the land base concept, because back in 1840, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska were never, ever recognized as states of union. And I'll tell you why. The independent structure that lived in that territorial boundaries had always been free. That's how independence works. For the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Lakota, the Crow, the Flathead, the Nez Perce, the Blackfeet, the Shoshone, and many other tribes that lived within the Western Hemisphere, within that five tri-state area. And so to this day, in the year September 3rd, 2022, we look back at a lot of these things that pertain to certain dividends that America has produced and neutralized those positions against Native people. The oversight hearing that was proposed many years ago and the rogue congressional hearing from a federal regulation. Don't forget, the Secretary of Interior at one time created a delegation to use that power of authority to try to put federally recognized tribes into a strong inference, they said back in them days. which was not true because it lacked the status quo, which was the legal merit to justify what was written according to the subcommittees. A lot of people don't like getting into this stuff because they don't know how to analyze and understand what Congress has always done towards the indigenous people, especially the Lakota, the Cheyenne, Arapaho, and all these tribes that were the ones that defeated the so-called the might of the United States military in the field of battle. The federal government and the members of Congress have always authorized the departments to assist the Secretary of Indian Affairs to create new tribes when these people never ever were recognized back in ancient times. America is one big Indian reservation, folks. So what does that mean? The plenary power over Indians is the territory and the Interior Department's way of construing the rights of indigenous people through tribal legislation. That's the disparities that create a formal procedure that exists without the knowledge of the said tribes. And this is what always goes behind closed doors. So when they send a few handful of people of the Justice Department to come out and hear the understanding, my tribal people that attended this meeting a couple days back had all talked about different negativities. And mainly it was because of the drug addiction and the drug sales and guns. But don't forget, the state of South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, signed the open and carry law to promote that understanding between the drug offenses and drug understandings that go on in Indian country. They did this with the open understanding that they can have an open carry if you pass your background checks and so forth. But lo and behold, guns were already, man, in the possession of people's hands because this is what they wanted to do. They wanted Indians to kill each other. And they're still doing that today, even without a gun. That's the hard part that most people have always never, ever took the whole understanding to determine what was written in those philosophies pertaining to what Indian country is. And so today we talk about these things. I have phone numbers calling my phone trying to probably interrupt with what I'm saying because this is the thing. I understand, you know, what plenary power is by the Interior Department. And so this is the thing that we try to tell a majority of the listening audience. Go back in history and take a good look at what repeats the misrepresentation of disparities, okay? These disparities are also about the lack of knowledge. This is what hurts people in a traditional form. And so when the authority from the Interior Department act without that authority, what does that tell you? It forces the Bureau of Indian Affairs and all their elected officials to promulgate different issues that are published as a final rule when they never ever got a full consensus. This is why I said we were going to talk very heavily about the political endeavors. When you look at ultra viruses, okay, meaning the actions that take on the outside understanding about how white America does things in the powers that be, okay, we will not forget anything that isn't ours until we take a full responsibility of holding the system accountable. And so when we do this, then it opens up, you know, the identity of indigenous people to relate back to the authority granted to them from the great mystery and the Mother Earth and all winged creatures and the four-legged brothers and sisters of ours, which we're all part of. We're all from them, regardless of what, you know, the white man say, because they all say things that we came across the water and all that. No, not true. The Lakota's people back in South Dakota, where they emerged from, is what they call Wind Cave in their sacred Black Hills in the state of South Dakota back home. To pull over the road here in Montana, outside of Broadus, Montana, because I'm traveling home. As I told you, I went down to Broadus to pick up donations for my elders and the people in need. And so by getting into this mainstream about how American society advocates the so-called determination of what Indian identity is, it's about blood quantum. Now, you show me, people, through this Eurocentric behavior of white America, the strategy of how genocide exists, you show me where there is a full-blooded white man in America, which we already know that they don't exist, okay? So inside Turtle Island, I hate that crass term, America. Turtle Island has always had its purest form of every animal and two-legged creature that abided by the Earth's freedom of independence. And so as we continue on with the open dialogue about what I said earlier about getting heavy into this understanding with the whole activist, you know, pronunciation, this is what I've been sharing with most people to understand what troubles Indian country. And as we come down to the bottom of the hour of 5 o'clock, it's now 5:21, I want us all to concentrate. All you listening audiences and the people that are calling in on tonight's show, take a look and understand what one of their presidents done to us by a censural, you know, behavior of sweeping policies that created what they call ethnic cleansing. Don't forget, the 1830 Indian Removal Act was one of them things that pushed people off of their lands, and they called it Allotment Act. That destroyed reservations. That termination policy is affecting Indian country. That's how your America, their whole strategy of genocide constantly is under attack towards Native people. And so let's open it up for some open discussion, and I will it till you listening audience to call 657-383-1630. The phone lines are open, and our sister's going to program everybody in to call in, so go right ahead.
Okay, we have caller 505. State your name, please.
This is Oyapo here.
Why we got a discussion to talk about Oyapo? Get on it. Come on, man.
We couldn't
okay,
hear it.
You got me. Okay, good. Well, I heard everything Shanofa says about, you know, the meeting with the police officers and everyone. But I'm really not too interested in all of that stuff. It's important, but beyond me to do anything about. But, you know, I'm an independent person. I represent the independent nation state of Lakota. That's what I do. That's what I'm always going to do, no matter what. And, you know, if we could get our independence, we could get jurisdiction, because that goes along with getting your independence. And then we would have jurisdiction over all our affairs, and wouldn't have to bother with all these policies, you know, that they've got going. And, you know, I want to just bring up one thing here, you know, for sure. You know, my brother was killed in Rapid City by the Rapid City Police Department. And I just want everybody that's listening to know one thing. When they came onto that scene of a reported burglary, and the homeowner was there, the guy that owned the house that he was in, when they came onto that scene and met with the homeowner, he told them that there were weapons in the building. And right there, they should have chose. They should have made a choice to negotiate a surrender. They didn't. What they chose to do was rush up there, open the door, expose themselves to whatever threat was behind that door, and open fire. That's not justified force. That's murder right there. That's what happened right there, people. And so, you know, I just wanted to bring that up. And because they said it was a justified shooting, the family can't get any representation, legal representation on attorney. No attorneys will take it because of the fact that they say it was justified shooting and without a rifle pointed at them. And there was a report from somebody that seen the video that he did not have a rifle pointed at them. That's their version of what they say. Nobody else is there. That's their version of what they say it was, but it wasn't that. And they made the mistake in the beginning of not negotiating a surrender. I just wanted to let everyone know about that.
Has anybody contacted Ben Crump? He handles cases like that. Ben Crump, that he's an African American attorney.
I contacted him, and he said he couldn't do it again for a while.
Jeez.
He said to continue to look for an attorney.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Chinoka's got one on the case right now. Is representing Chinoka's claim of also about that it was genocide and it's ongoing genocide. And it's part of the ongoing genocide that's been going on, continues to go on, it's going to keep on going on. So somebody put a stop to it. And so, you know, we would still like to have a local attorney, but as far as the other attorney goes, that's fine also. Anyway, they prevent us from getting an attorney because of the fact that they said it was justified. And that's what I'm saying is that they should have a Lakota investigator present whenever something like that happens so that they can say, you know, they can have their opinion about what it was. It's not just the police only that can put out their report unilaterally. And they're saying that it wasn't justified, and they should never have put that report out. And so I'm saying if the police don't want to do something, they should appoint Lakota investigator to be present at these crime scenes like that. They're not the only ones that know what's going on. Not only them, they're as important as they are. Thank you.
Caller 971, state your name, please. Caller 313, state your name, please. Caller 406, state your name, please. Back to you, Chinupa.
You know, I'm going to step in here again. You know, you're calling out numbers that people are listening in. If that's all you want to do is listen, okay, don't text me, don't call me that you couldn't get on the show, nobody wanted to let you hear anything. No, she called your numbers out, people. This is what
hello?
We talk about all the time, all the time. Somebody's saying hello now. Who is this? Acknowledge your name and your phone number when they call you.
Not the whole
phone number. This is Jabril.
Just the area code.
This is 313. Can y'all hear us out there?
We can hear you. Get to the point of political, you know, endeavors. Come on, let me hear it.
Okay, I want to speak to what's going on in Indian country concerning the land with them the Congress and the President, they okay, the blood quantum that you spoke about, they got some new referendum to remove blood quantum. The Cherokee out in Oklahoma, they removing blood quantum. Why? To bring other people in to steal the land, to take the last little bits of reservation and close them down. So we just got some information on that just here a little while ago, so we wanted to share some light on that issue, because there's been a direct assault on all the reservations now because they're trying to change the qualifications to bring in outside people into the tribe as they did in the past, repeating the same thing in order to steal the final pieces of land that we hold. Back to you, Chinook.
Everyone's unmuted. Anyone want to say anything? Please state your name. And 406-971.
Yes.
406.
This is Jenny. This is Jenny from 406. You know what Jabril just said right now? You know, that makes a lot of sense, you know. Anything and everything that they have done in the past, they're repeating it again. The people need to wake up, you know, and think smarter than them. You know, you got to have a mind way smarter than them, because for me, it's like they're trying to find any way and every way to finally get rid of us, you know. And that's going to be by the damned blood quantum. It's going to be by the land sales that were done. You know, they're always trying to get rid of the big Indian problem, they call it, you know? No matter what you guys preach or how you're going to practice or who you pray to or what, it don't change what they're trying to do, you know? It don't. Our people need to wake up and really understand it, you know, but this, all of this, you know, gee, you got to go to school, you got to do this, you got to do, you know, go work, and you got to, all of that, you know, all that time that you take away from what we're supposed to be trying to do all these years, you know, how many years, how much more longer do we have to go through this? You know, myself, I'm concerned about my children's children and their children. Like, we're all supposed to think, you know, all the time. But then again, we look at what's happening today. You know, we talk about all these floods. We talk about all this stuff that's going on, the bigger picture of everything. And still, we don't get it. Hmm? So, yeah, they're coming after us. They never stop. That's how I feel. Everything that we try to share continuously and what, you know. So, like they say, the only way, independence. We have to do for ourselves. Other than that, it's not going to stop. Got to figure something out. That's all I have to say right now.
All right. I appreciate that, Jenny. I want to thank you. And then, Jabril, you were mentioning something about what goes on here in Pine Ridge, but you're not here. You need to be here and see exactly what's going on. You can't just go by an understanding that I'm giving you. No. See, the municipalities that go on in Indian country is what they call a forum created by the United States government. That forum program is advertising that any person of color that has no blood tie or traditional upbringing from the native descendants they're from has qualification to qualify. That's why many years ago, you always said this, okay, because you guys would be getting on the internet and you talked about the $5 Indians. These were where white people were making themselves native people, and that's how they got on the Dawes Act, okay? We know about that. That's what America does. So they take money and resources from the indigenous people, overwhelming large amounts, okay? White folk are claiming I'm Cherokee, I'm Choctaw, Chickasaw, Mi'kmaq, all this crap. if you're not really careful understanding why the truth about this this integrity that the Lakota people have been trying to tell you and tell many others, don't forget what Rome did. Rome did something back in the days that interjected and restricted people from receiving food agriculturally, okay? So when these type of things as a world summit that Rome did, this became a global in contentment against the food source. Why do you think they knocked off the indigenous people's food source, which is the buffalo? The buffalo is medicine. 68 million head of buffalo in the north, right up in here in Montana. 68 million head of buffalo down south in Mexico. And they migrated through here. You see, I don't care about pedigree. I never have and never will. But that's how federal assistance is obligated to fulfill people's enrollment. Okay? That's what they do. That's the largest scale in white history. White history. That's how they engineered the so-called white cultural firm to utilize what United States does to usurp certain activity when they remove Native people off their land. People don't talk heavy. I know about the death of Barney Peoples. I always get mad at Oyate and them need to step up. One individual can't do it by himself. I need help and participation from them. But they don't want to. They don't want to. You see, I'll say it this way, and I don't care if you guys get offended. From a political endeavor, this is the way it is, okay, whether you like it or not. E honey lakotaki, do kio ta umpi he ha, wo lakota wi choye ta pi he na umpi. Na mila hanskaki he na e cha taku le na unki chops niki. Hena kahwihi api na etaha lakota ki apakbam. Heon sham itoka ga ikta ata lakota hu hecha tipi hena wichaka sota. Ho hetaha taku heno kitropni ho he wable ze he yanke. Cha isam tokata ki atoske oyate glena zania wichoka ki lena wanka istaku wank pichasni. Toni oyate on kitrop hechu se iwogla kapsni. Ata mila huska na washitu kawapre, hechu se etu amna tueni hechu se was ake suta wola kote etietke nazi o kipsni. Ho he, wichoko zekile ake tima hiupi, anipa akbam ha, inila ya ompi. Hena washtesni mitaki epi. Un lakotam is we etaha on kiepi, he on kina zipike hanta. Wa shichu glena lechise wa ea kinkte. Na tak shite hena kakam, wa shichu ki hena hechupi. Mila hanska ki he lila, tak shite hena anipach pao ki he, wo yiksapi ki he yanke. Cha ake ini hasni. Ma ska ki lena yu spukse na ake oyatek apach pao te, ho he etaham, pejuta shite, he wankal yankte. Maza khao pretkun ki he wankal yankte. Na etaha watka, na takshito. As I'm talking to you guys in my language, there's a hawk right here. My nephew, Nicholas Janice, showed up. This hawk is flying right here, and I love it. Thank you. What I gave you as the interpretation of our language is the truth. I don't need to explain that and break it down for you. If you're indigenous, you should know what the hell I'm saying. That's the problem. Kill the Indian, save the man is the same concept as we're getting out of the late 21st century going into the 22nd century. And I say it more openly with the heart from the language point of view, and because it makes the virtue very short. When in English, it'll talk you to death. But we have to substantiate an avenue to hold things accountable. But I talked about two deaths that occurred in this, past year and this year coming to an end. I talked about Allison Wright's son down in Denver, Colorado, who was shot in the back at point-blank range by the Police Department in Denver, Colorado, the city of Denver. He was shot in the back multiple times. Jabril and Amin were supposed to be handling that case. Unfortunately, I don't know what comes of it, so I stick my neck out for them all the time because he's got other obligations he's fulfilling out there in Michigan. I've told that man, slow down and back up and pick and choose what direction you need to go on. But he didn't listen. That's fine. He's got men like I got men. I told my little brother, Carlin Red Blanket, and them to go after some other vegetables and stuff. I was supposed to go there, but I told my little brother, Carlin, and them to do it. He couldn't get Adrian to do it, so Myron Warrior stepped in and rode with him and brought some other donations back. So I had to attend that meeting in Rapid City, back home in the state of South Dakota. And so that's why I had to disperse this understanding. Then I brought Barney Leroy Peoples' death to light because here's a man that was shot in the face with a shotgun. It dismembered his face, so the Pennington County Sheriff's Department and the state of South Dakota ordered his body cremated so all that evidence could be gone. But yet the family is still not paying attention with me. You can talk all that stuff you want to talk, but if you're not going to blame the white man, they're going to continue to do it again. That's the problem. That's what's happening here. We don't want to, and I'm going to say we, because you indigenous people know that. You keep running. We're still living in this fear. We're still living in this hateful society while the rest of you take off. We live in it. They're still trying to settle the West, whether it's these five states. And the indigenous people are suffering with it. You got countless large amounts of grant money sitting out there. So all these groups like Indian Collective, NDN Collective, and many others, even the tribal governments, they pursue that money. It's supposed to improve the condition and the livelihood of said reservation. Even that white boy in Rapid City back home, name's James Swan, he condemns people. He cuts everybody down. He sets people up, having the cops arrest them. That man does that shit, but you guys don't say nothing to him. And he's still getting away with it. That's a federal snitch. That's a white man snitch. But yet you guys are sitting back, twiddling your thumb. Chanupa and the Strongheart Dog Soldier Society, we're the ones blaming them because that's where it comes from. The white man loves division, no matter what color and creed you are. That's the hard part. And you all bastardize yourselves on the internet. Even my sister, Leona, goes through that hardship. She needs help from you to express what's going on with her son and many other stuff that go on in the state of Boston and all them other states out there in the East. These are the things that are hurting people. They're hurting us. Hey, real people cry. They carry pain. We share these emotions. But yet, the listening audience is obviously you guys don't give a damn. My little brother Tyreek Aspar lost his grandmother. He couldn't take the show on. Jabril and Amin said they got the show. They got a new computer, but there's no interruptions when Sister Leona does it or even when Tyreek does it. Why Jabril and Amin, why is their computer? Clean it up. Get a new one. Start from scratch. But it's always a flip phone thing that we have to express our own intuition of knowledge to hold things accountable. Not all of us are fancy. Not all of us are computer oriented. I'm computer illiterate. I'm 65 years old and I'm a dummy when it comes to a computer. I may be dumb, but I ain't stupid, people. That's the hard part. That's why I love to read. I exercise my brain that way, so it keeps the activity of it neutral. And that's how I make that long story short. When my passion gets the best of me, I'm going to express it openly. And thankful my nephew, Nicholas, he just flew by to give me that strength to analyze what we're saying today here on September 3rd, 2022. And back to you listening audience as we're coming up to the top of the hour of 6. It's 5:45 now. So the phone lines are still open, and put your energy on what you believe in. Let's don't talk about it. If you
know
what
change,
changes about believing.
It says 45 minutes, so I don't know what happened, but it's an hour and a half, yeah. So you still have 45 minutes.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
We hear you. Come on.
Hi, everybody. This is Tariq. I want to thank you for everything, everybody, for your prayers. And let me get, let me tell everybody what's going on right now, what we are dealing with here in San Diego. The Strong Heart Warrior Society started a petition called the Tax the Church. Why? We are dealing with a troublesome issue called homelessness. And today, another person died on the streets of San Diego with 105-degree weather. And now we are publicly shaming all the 363 white churches around San Diego and publicly shaming all the teachers, the pastors that have churches, have temples, and not opening their temples to the homeless population who are dying on a daily basis on the streets and dying across America. And we are now reclaiming back our messianic Jesus from the white devil practices of capitalistic imperialism on Turtle Island and the world. So you could go to churchtochange.com, and the petition is there called Tax the Church. Because what is happening is, this system, this ungodly system, the corrupt system of America, KKK America, they use the church to extort money from the poor people, which is totaling per year $1.3 trillion from all the people around America for lobbying for capitalistic, imperialistic ideology and political, which is ripping and paying for stealing the lands of indigenous people all across Turtle Island and giving it to corporations like Coca-Cola, Starbucks, that is going to military, Israeli military, the machine that is stripping lands away from poor Palestinians and stripping their water sources. So we are now going after 100% after the churches right now in San Diego. All 363 pastors got written saying, and we are going to federal department to sue every church that is using their church for the purpose of political gain and not doing their duty on the streets of San Diego by helping the poor, helping the homeless, finding affordable living, and paying their share. So this has to stop, and we had enough, and we're going after them. Back to you.
And I thank my little brother for that information of what he's brought out from the Strong Heart Warrior Society of California. Any other callers online that have something, you know, that they want to stress and express to the governing people on tonight's show, go right ahead.
I want to agree with Tariq. This is a problem not only with the churches, but this is a problem with a lot of a lot of people in this country. But the churches, and right now there's a lot of conservative churches that are like the Pat, what Robertson and all that that's on TV. But he's right. He's right. They're exploiting. And the thing is right now, I don't know if you heard, it's been all over CNN and MSNBC, but when President Biden made a comment the other day, he actually stroked a lot of the Trump and his supporters, and they're looking at war now. It's pretty serious now. So this is another issue that we have to really consider. I just wanted to bring that out because something major is going to be coming down on that too.
Listening audience, we need you guys to engage on some of this topic about the political atmosphere.
Yeah, this is Jenny. You know, just kind of thinking about everything, me, I always think like that. You know, I think about, look at the bigger picture in each direction that's happening and going on. And you look at recently how that Pope, one of those members from the Cree reservation, there put that headdress on that Pope, and how that lady, you know, spoke in her language, telling them to go back and more or less go back and fix themselves before, when it comes to the Trump bowl and all that, you know, they discovered the discovery papers and stuff. And then at the same time, you look at what happened down there in Pine Ridge, how that missionary guy put up his pamphlet and how...
I'm going to try to mute some of these because we're getting distracted.
If they give you money, you got to take this, you know, vaccine, okay? Oh. That's what's happening out there. And so, just like my little brother Tyreek talking about how these churches have created chronic cancers for the elderly, disabled, you know, and diabetic, you know, and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, they forced them on people because they had them under control under a new name,
right.
Even polio. Now they all come back with a different name. You see, this is what the health care services provide you and accommodate you how to write illustrations of what is necessary, how they treat these vaccines, and they demand.
Having trouble.
You can't ask a question. So when they use this budget, like they started back in 2011, they took away how close to $220 million from Indian House and the economy. Because some of the missed appropriations are spending.
Someone's talking, but we can't hear him.
Is that Genova in the background? You might have to mute him out.
So people, they weren't given the right prescription of medication to promote it.
Yo, 2 shows at one time?
Oh, God. One nurse said to me,
Genova, we can't hear you. We're having a hard time hearing. We're having a hard time hearing Chinupa.
So the nurse said, "How well is your daughter's education?" I said, "Well, what education are you talking
about?" Well, I love you, everybody. I'm going to go back to work, but I wanted to put in my 2 cents.
She said,
"Tariq,
yes,
I just want to again. I want to pay my condolences to the loss of your grandmother. I'm truly sorry to hear about it." And I hope you will stay strong. Stay strong.
Yeah, I will. Thank you so much.
Tariq.
Yeah.
Tariq, this is Jabril.
Assalamu alaikum.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma barik jannah fi dawsi umi.
I mean.
Yes, Jabril, you had a loss not too long ago, too.
Yeah, we just lost, in fact, we had a funeral yesterday, too. A young man was from our area was killed in Virginia. We had to send a van down to Virginia because they wouldn't fly him back. We had to send a van to bring him back. And then we performed his burial rituals, and then we buried him yesterday. And we just had buried an elder last week. So we're going through a lot out here, but we got to just keep going, keep pushing, keep fighting the injustices. This is an ongoing battle.
Just before I go, could somebody start an indigenous people of voices or indigenous voices of people Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account, please?
Somebody's kind of savvy with the computer.
I can probably set up a Facebook page for the indigenous on Facebook, but I'm not familiar with the other one.
The other one is Instagram and Twitter. That would reach more people, millions of more people.
I can try to get somebody to help me with it, but somebody will have to give me all the information they want to put on there too.
Okay, no problem. Well, I need to go. I love you guys all.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Be strong, brother. Be to love.
Thank you. All right.
Going on. We might fall off. We're in the mountains, so we've been dropping the call signal.
Chinupa must. I don't know what's happening. Chinupa's talking, but I don't know if he hears us. It's almost like there's two different shows going on. Chinupa, can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear him, but he can't hear us.
I think he said he was driving too. Chinupa. Chinupa, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear all of you.
We can't hear you.
I can hear everybody. I can even also hear there's like water going on.
Yeah. Okay, let me put some on mute to see if it's coming from any can. Hold on. Okay, it was 5:05.
Oyate, okay. Come on now. Get some headphones. Put them on.
Okay, it stopped. Everybody's off of mute now if they want to say anything.
Come on, people. Engage.
Well, I just want to say that we got to keep fighting, keep going forward, and stay on this path. Don't let up. Sometimes some of our people get frustrated, but that's okay. Just keep going forward. Don't give up. Don't stop.
I want to say the California, the prisoners in California, Black Lives Matter chapter, and others in California are going to be doing something. In another month or two, it's going to be national, and we're encouraging everyone in the prison, every advocate, every family member, every race, every people of color on this specific week to make calls, write letters, email, whatever the case may be. And I'll let you know when that time comes once I hear from him. Because they're looking at these injustices, too, and it has to stop. And we're the only ones that can do it. We have to come together. Okay, everyone's off mute if anyone wants to say anything.
Come on, people, engage. Your show. Well, without any other delay, I might as well step up to help people again, help all of you. At some point, you're going to have to come to a conclusion, people. and understand what can be answered, okay? Take, for instance, what makes, you know, the white man so what makes them so invincible on how they describe what a republic is? Yet alone, what does it mean to be, you know, politically correct in defining a Democrat? You see, this country has lacked one thing. The Constitution was a guide for most people, and it should never be abandoned, but it's been abandoned, okay? This is why people don't really want to support it. And so even the Declaration of Independence was the promise about keeping the Constitution to its full fulfillment. It's full fulfillment, okay? So when you look back at what political endeavors are holding people, okay, a constitution is intended to endure everyone from all ages, past and present. That's why it creates a various crisis of human affairs. Human affairs, not human rights, human affairs. And until our people start realizing how those constitutions work, then and only then can you understand what your sacred rights are as a human being. Most people rummage through stuff. The apartments must be always recorded. That's why they have people writing things down. Well, at that meeting, Harold Frazier had to tell the people that represented Congress's programs to break out their pens and start writing. A tribal president did that. What does that tell you? And so irregardless of most people, how they, like my little brother Jabril, oh, we must do this. Well, yeah, we must do that. We've been doing it. We don't have to be reminded. After such harsh predicaments of these publications, okay, we're trying to ask everyone to create their own signed certificate of what they feel they believe in as a human being, a signed certificate. Okay? So if we have to play by their rules, Congress can never ever impose laws that supposedly prohibit free exercise of what freedom of speech is. Make sense? Yes, it does. Neither can, like Grandpa Roy and them, being in the military. Okay, they can't regulate a militia doing something to protect people as a human being. They all have rights to bear arms. Those can never, what they call, be infringed, right? And during the time when they enlist and when they get discharged from the military, those soldiers in times of the so-called peace, quartered in a house, without no one's consent, I guess, they cannot, you know, get involved in war at any time, but they have to answer to the manner of that law that is described to them. These are things that people don't understand, that these constitutions and the handbooks are created for. They can never, ever hold you of these things. But because the elites have created this dialogue as a disparage, that's how they retain people. Kid you not, folks. That's what's happening. Don't
can
forget
I
what... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, can I respond to the Constitution? Because I'll tell you, the Constitution needs to be thrown out. The Constitution was written by all white men. And this was years and years and years ago when we, our ancestors, had no freedom. So they need to, first of all, get rid of the Constitution. Now, the Native Indians, having this land before the whites came in, had no constitutions, right?
Leona, what they did have is, what they had was an independent structure. So that's how the white man adopted the Constitution, from the independent structure, meaning nothing was written. So they did it. The Iroquois Confederacy embarked on that. So here comes the white man. They start administering their own provisions by implying it to all people. The black folk don't have no constitution. We indigenous people don't have a constitution. And many other colors of people don't have a constitution. This is how servitude becomes an inevitable piece on how America does things, in the power of written material. And I will it back to you, too, because I want to hear what other stuff you could contribute.
You know what? This really upsets me, because it's, the Constitution applies to whoever they want it to apply to, when they want it to apply to somebody else, but not them. These people, I'm going to say, in this country, when that thing happened at the Capitol and a lot of other things that are going on, why don't they bring in the National Guard? You know, they don't bring them in. The white supremacists came to Massachusetts not too long ago. They actually attacked a black man. No military were brought in. The thing with our president is he's meek. He's weak. And because he is so weak, he's making it even worse for the country. But when these things happen, I have not, exercising executive powers, he hasn't done that since he's been in. All these things that are going on, the country has fallen apart, everything's going crazy, and here we have a president that talks like a state rep instead of a president. You know, it doesn't make sense. But I would, if I was president right now, I would bring in the National Guard and prepare them, because this country is going to be, there's going to be a terrorist attack, it's going to be internal, and they need to start preparing to have the military. But the problem is, they don't know who they can trust in the military. They don't know who they can trust in law enforcement. They don't even know who they can trust in their own parties anymore. This is a major issue.
I will agree with my sister Leona. Yeah, the Constitution needs to be abolished first and foremost. Because if you can go back into those so-called remembered dates, there was things that happened back in 17-something. So within that year, all in the 1700s, okay, there were certain things that arbitrarily put that Constitution in place. But yet to this day, in the year 2022, on September 3rd, there is no attender of bills. There's none. The assembly of those rights are always by a certain congressional author. The hard part is to understand what the convention really meant when they adapted this Constitution. So that so-called, when back in those days, I wasn't born in the 1700s, okay, but my grandfathers were, my people were. But when that Constitution conveyed somewhere down in, out there in the East Coast someplace, maybe Philadelphia or somewhere, those places out there had certain articles that pertained to what the Iroquois Confederacy symbolically represented. And they took those kind of illustrations. But they didn't, again, folks, we didn't know how to write. We didn't. All indigenous tribes didn't do that. It wasn't for not too long ago back then that Sequoia of the Cherokee people that went to school to obtain that behavior that they were doing through admiralty, maritime. That's what they call it. Admiralty is about maritime. That's how they use those consents to be advisive. So back in them days, the 1700s, they established certain provisions to that. And that's what created the so-called Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, a government for the people, by the people, and so forth. That's what they always say. You can't believe that bureaucracy when they always lie. Don't forget that. The white folk will lie. They're good at that. That's the name of the game. So they use their words profoundly to kind of curry coat the issue just a little bit. That's how the amendments were created. So, you know, go back and let's try. Somebody, I wish somebody had a Constitution handbook. And it all starts from the 1700s in that whole, you know, millennium of the 1700s. All these, you know, arbitrary issues were created back then. And you will see. So that's how they formulated all these so-called rights that are supposed to protect the human population. Unfortunately, they don't abide by them. That's what caused these so-called inflictions of punishment to harm people. Even the treaty is spelled out in there. I think it's Article 6 of the United States Constitution. Article 6, where treaties are supposed to be the supreme law of the land, where judges in every state are bound to honor them with their truthful intent. You see, they took that away from our people, but yet our people are struggling trying to remain with that. And our people still can't get back from that understanding. That's sad but true. So by maritime law, you have to take on those entitlements that ameliorate, and I mean ameliorate, citizens. I'm not a citizen. Many others are because they have a what? Social Security number. Okay? So those states may admit that. That's what Congress uses as a state of union. And people freak out. God damn, this guy, oh, man. So that jurisdictional behavior is what a state's having crime of jurisdiction. A person charged with... Every state is creating treason, but yet nobody talks about it. I hate to say it, but it's true. When you get your automobiles with a ticket, a sticker, all of these things, this is how they do it. Banks are using that as a concept of control. But isn't that a form of extortion, people, to extort money from you? Capitalistic control, hello? But that's what people don't want to arbitrarily get into the understanding of. Like I said, they say Article 6, that the Constitution and its laws that pertain to what, you know, they call the United States, in pursuant of it, that all treaties made or shall be made, or what they call the authority of that land, supreme law of the land, notwithstanding, as a contrary. See? But here we are. We never, ever use those because the white man unanimously tries to impose something else. Okay, it's like this, folks. Listen. And you all know this. Whether you want to accept this or not, it's the truth. When somebody is faced with a capital crime, you know, a capital crime, the compulsive behavior of that capital crime, they force you into a plea agreement because they don't want to waste taxpaying dollars to face it. Why do you think the Oklahoma case of what's going on, that they're trying to apply up here? Because of these two guys that broke the law in the name of rape. These two guys that broke the law in the name of rape. And they were white men. So they resided on reservations. That's why it's exposing that behavior. So people are all in that mindset of being polluted with that, as described because of what the Supreme Court has ruled in that behavior. The only people that can justify that is the people that committed those heinous crimes in the eyes of the white man. The white man raped every day, but yet nobody says nothing to him. And you know that. That might sound offensive to the listening audience, but it's the truth. Rape is a terrible thing. But it still goes on. Even these corporations are raping the earth, raping water, raping vegetables, raping fruit. Scientists are doing the same thing, doing experimental raping with seeds to create a new product. This is what's happening, people. And you allow it, listening audience. You do. You're not saying anything of it. So look at our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated in these penitentiaries, whether they're federal and state. They'll be using them as a guinea pig to do experimental testing on them. Right there. Prime example. That's how America does stuff. It's never going to stop and go away until we, the people, charge them with these heinous crimes. And it can be done. It's never a first until we try. And that's the problem. Our mindset don't want to do that because we're too busy barking at something else. People are getting killed every day, every second, every moment. The minute the sun comes up in the east and goes down in the west, somebody's dying. Somebody's getting carted off to some kind of federal and state penitentiary. And we're not making stinks about it. Where's all these movements? Where are they making a stink about how capitalistic, you know, incarceration becomes the norm? It's the norm now. My God, where is the protection of human rights? Where are those movements? Take a look at the Brown Berets, the Black Panthers, the American Indian movement. Take a look at the Ku Klux Klan. But there's only one warrior society that's holding everybody accountable in the federal and state legislations department. We're always being singled out all the time. And that's the Strong Heart Warrior Society of the late and early parts of the late 21st century and entering into the 22nd century. We're all elders now. We're old people. But they're still repeating history's falsified behavior of destroying people within and without. And they're attacking our children again. That's insane, people. You have to help. We all can't do it by ourselves. We have to stress these issues. And I thank my sister, Leona Brando, for taking this opportunity to give us this show without no interruptions. Jabril, I mean, no interruptions. Think about it. Tyreek, you too. I know that you're going through a hard time of the loss of your grandmother. I understand that. I honor that. But at the same time, I carried the load of my only oldest daughter who I laid to rest, and I haven't cried for my daughter yet. My oldest daughter and my older brother, Louis Richard Janice, he laid my nephew, his baby son, to rest. Those are things that carry pain, suffering. We want to do that. The white man has took so much lives away from me and many others of color, and yet we can't put the emphasis of blame on him. That's where it's coming from. That's where it's coming from. And as we come to the bottom of the hour, I want my people to understand one thing. When you live in a fear-based society that generates nothing but hatred and racism, you become part of the machine that the elite operate. And lo and behold, you're all dead and you don't even know it. As they make those movies about Zombieland, The Night of the Living Dead, that's you, not knowing exactly what's going on with the rest of humanity. So let's get some last closing remarks before we close the show with the song. And thank you, Sister Leona, for taking this responsibility for us to host the show. Thank you so much. This is beautiful. I'm here on Highway 212 getting ready to head back to Pine Ridge as soon as the show ends, and I want to close it with the song. But everybody got any last-minute thoughts before we close the show?
I just want to say real quickly, I want to thank you. I want to thank Jabril and the rest of you, Jenny, too, for the activism that you do, because if we had people calling on the show like this all the time, it would show that somebody's interested in change. But a lot of people, they sit back, they complain, they talk about things going on, and they don't do anything. They don't even try to express or even come on the show to talk about their concerns. So what all of you are doing is something you should all be proud of. because you're coming together as a people to finally do something about these things. And the brother that spoke earlier about losing one of his relatives being shot down by the police, that's escalating now. A lot of this is escalating. The police are starting again to go after these innocent people, to go after these unarmed men, to shoot them down like animals. This is the barbarian people that have taken over this country and all over the place. They're barbarics because when they can go after an innocent person and shoot them in the back, that's cowardly. So I think what all of you are doing is commendable, and I wish more people would get involved. You've got 10 minutes, so anybody that wants to speak out, speak out.
Any last comments from you listening audience? Come on.
I just want to thank you, Leona, for all your goodness and kindness and generosity.
No.
And thank you to great warrior leader Super Glue High Money for all your service to all the people across Turtle Island and everybody else, all the other participants and listeners, all the people out there in the world who make a difference for people.
Yes.
And I welcome that. Thank you too, little brother. Thank you. Anyone else? Last minute comment.
Janupa, can you send me what you want me to put on the Facebook page that I set up? If you can just send it through messenger or whatever, and I'll get it set up and I'll send you the link to it so you can see it when it's done.
Okay, I'll do that. Just for the record, being here in Broadus, Montana, cars are going by. They're taking a really crazy look at Chinupa Park on the side of the road with watermelons and corn. I want everyone to know this is the work of a dog soldier. You know, I have so much things in place, and as I mentioned earlier, I thank everybody that contributed. Jabril, Amin, David Clark, Brian, Jeff, Tristan Johnson, Nancy, Ella Giancarlo, the many, many others, people that gave, you know, Jack and Jacob and Ruth and Carol, all of these farmers, Glenn, Barbara, all you guys, for taking this responsibility of serving my people on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Some of these donations even go back up here to Montana to the Browning Indian Reservation as a Blackfeet people back home in Wyoming and Ethatee and the many reservations like Cheyenne River and Rosebud. These are what we do as a synopsis to help our people when they force us into exile. And that's a hard thing to do in Indian country. But I will say this. Thank all of you for coming on, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People show. And please keep in mind, we do need help to keep these shows going. If somebody can make a contribution, whatever the amount of a donation is to Tyreek and my sister Leona to keep these radio shows afloat, we need to do that. Even if it's a dollar, even if it's 50 cents, however you can do that, we need to promote that in good faith. And we thank all of you for paying homage on tonight's show, because being political endeavored with this is the key, because that's the only way we're going to make our voice loud and proud with honor. And without us, there is no tomorrow. My mom once told me, she said this, women and men, women of today are not women of yesterday and tomorrow. My late mother said that to me. She was right. That's the problem with even the men. My grandpa once said this about men. When you remove a people from the forest, the people of the forest become unknown. And what becomes unknown, you want to destroy. Those are two remarkable people in my life that taught me a value of life existence with love. Life existence with love. It was Yvonne Jane Martin and Roy Stanislav Martin. Thank all of you for coming in, and do give what you can to Tyreek and our sister Leona, and she can put that out there, and just contact her through the number 657-383-1630 at our upcoming shows, and ask her how you can make a contribution, whatever the amount is. And here's our song in closing. Thank you again, sister, for hosting us tonight on the Indigenous Voices of People radio. Thank you all, and here's your song. Good night, and have a great rest of the evening. Take care. Oh.